You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Before I tell you my stuff, Rosins, I want to get right to you because I want to hear about you driving a Tesla.
Yeah, super fun weekend. Just super busy. Got to see my parents for a little bit. Fired up the old Traeger, and cooked some awesome whole turkeys. Chickens on there. They turned out just phenomenal. And then we made our way over to the neighborhood next to ours and saw our group of friends, mom squad, dad squad, that we have not all hung out with each other. The last time we did it, I was trying to look in my calendar. I believe it was December of 2019.
Oh my goodness.
At a Christmas party. That was the last time we all were able to hang out together. We went all last year without seeing each other, but one of the kiddos had a birthday this weekend, and so we all went out there and hung in the cul-de-sac, brought our lawn chairs, and they brought in, you know, kids' birthday parties, you always got to one-up each other, you know? Mm-hmm. They brought in a snow cone truck. So the snow cone truck came pulling up, and all the kids got snow cones. And when they were done, one of the moms looked over, and she's like, hey, I have like 20 tickets left. You know, some people didn't show up, and da-da-da. We're all like, pina coladas. So all the parents rushed over to the snow cone truck, got the pina colada flavored slushies, and then one of the dads brought out a bottle of rum. So we were able to, you know, put a little shot in each of those and hang out and get a sunburn and have white trash pina coladas.
That's funny.
And then one of the guys backed out his brand new 2021 Model Y Tesla from the garage that he just purchased.
Y.
The Model Y with the dual motors performance package and third row seat, Dom.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I got to drive it. I got to get in one of these. I have admired them for a long time now. I've never got my hands on the wheel. And we went for a drive, and I have never felt anything like it before. The power. I mean, I've driven a lot of fun, fast sports cars. Puts them all to shame, man. The power that this thing has, it feels like when you get to the top of a roller coaster and you start going down, whee, and that feeling of being pushed back and your stomach up in your throat, mm-hmm. it feels like that. And it's not just the 0 to 60, but if you're going 40 miles an hour and you punch it, boom, you're at 100 like nothing. It's insane.
Wow.
And it's so unsettling to put it in the automatic drive mode. He's like, put it in, do it, you know, he put it in or whatever. And he's like, now just sit back and put your hands in your lap. And it's incredibly unsettling to have that thing go and stop on its own and, you know, maintain its proper speed. And then if you want to make a turn, you just hit the turn signal, like for right, and it'll recognize that the turn signal lane is coming up and it'll mm-hmm. go over into it and make the turn and mm-hmm. continue on the way. Just fascinating. It's a fascinating vehicle. Worth the $70,000 price tag? The jury is still out on that one.
Sounds like you're describing that it is compared to everything else.
It's pretty darn cool.
If you wanted to go get a brand new version of America's pickup, you'd be spending 50
That's
something.
The thing. We were talking about this. Like, I could go get a really nice truck for like $55,000. And be much more versatile in the things I can do with it and haul and safety. And
I'll go rent a truck if I need to haul something.
He's like, yeah, the Tesla got stuck in the slush. And it's all-wheel drive. He's like, it was stuck in the slush the last time it snowed. But it's fast. It's real fast. So that was a couple highlights of my weekend, man. White trash pina coladas and somebody else's Tesla.
Sounds like you win the weekend.
It was a fun weekend. It was really good.
Anything you could have done would have beaten mine because I got my second vaccination shot on Thursday night.
Oh, good.
Thursday night, 8 o'clock. And you remember on Friday, you and Josh were both
giving
me crap because I was Superman. I was like, I don't.
Yeah, because we
said no side effects.
We were prepared Thursday after the show. Like, we had some, you know, contingency plans. If Dom can't make it in, you know, we'll cover and we'll do this and that. And you were like, hey, guys, I'm fine. No problem.
Not only fine, I felt great all Thursday night, mm-hmm. Friday morning, noon Friday, felt great. About 5 o'clock Friday afternoon,
dun, dun, dun.
I started feeling it, and I did not feel better until last night.
Mm.
So from Friday at like 5 till Sunday at about 5, I had 48 hours of, first of all, and it wasn't terrible. Like, both Gretchen and her daughter were both really wiped. They were really sick. I was not really sick. I just did not feel good. Yeah. You know, there's that difference, right?
Lethargic, like kind of.
Very lethargic. Yeah. Did not have any energy. Headache. For the first 6 hours of it, or maybe 12 hours of it, like from Friday night to Saturday morning, definitely a light fever.
Mm-hmm.
We took my temperature. I was like 99.3 or something. And some chills. So all the stuff they describe, I had. The fever was gone by the next morning, but I continued to feel kind of crappy until Sunday afternoon. I have to hang up my Superman cape.
I know.
but just tell you
kind
that,
of textbook, though, as far as what I'm hearing from everybody. The second one hits you just a little bit.
And some people, you know, feel it worse. Obviously, Gretchen and Zoe felt it worse. They were both pretty bad. Mm. But all three of us also admit, who cares? It's worth it.
Yeah.
You know, I had 2 days of just feeling kind of,
Yeah.
But, you know, today I feel back to normal and great.
Now you just feel comfortable that you're not going to be in the hospital at some point.
And now I'm fully vaccinated, and I feel great about that.
Good, man.
But no more Superman. You guys can stop calling me names, all right?